Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is the love we are all dreaming about. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar or head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, and peaceful place. I refer to it as a solution tool because it's something that you can use to plug in any challenge that you might be having in your marriage and come up with a solution. So visit my website to download that. Okay, let's dive in and talk about the love we are all dreaming about. So, I recently had a super vivid dream. Just one of those that you really remember the next morning. So, in my dream, I had a new boyfriend. It's crazy, right? I've been married for over 20 years, but yep, that's what was happening in my dream. My husband was clearly out of the picture, but he must have been there before because my daughter was there with me, Alyssa. But so I have no clue why I would have this dream, but you guys know how dreams work, right? They don't really explain themselves. They just come in. So in the dream, I am walking, I think like in a mall with my new love, and we are all over each other, holding hands, hugging, kissing. It seems like we can't take more than just a few steps without him like whisking me into his arms for a smooch. And it feels fantastic. I'm floating on air, you know, just that new romantic love, and I'm so swept up in it. And it feels so great to be desired, to have someone paying attention to me and being so interested in me. And I just love physical affection anyway, so all of that was really just wonderful. And as we were walking in this mall, the interesting thing is my daughter was like walking next to me, and his daughter, which was looked about the same age, was walking on the other side of him. And it's kind of funny. I think I remember thinking for a minute, wondering what the girls were thinking about all of the public displays of affection, but that didn't really stop me from partaking in it. So I was, even like in my dream, it seems like I was just vividly aware of all of this affection and physical affection. Wow, like a dream. And I still feel like I can recall it so vividly. It feels like it really happened, you know, just such a wonderful feeling of love. And maybe the reason I had the dream is because I have been reading a marriage book, and it's talked about in one little section, kind of that difference, you know, between that initial honeymoon phase of love and then the real mature love. And I think that most of us would say that we loved that honeymoon phase of love. You know, it's like you're drunk with love. You can't keep your hands off each other. You can only think about each other. You do everything together. You agree on everything. You don't see each other's flaws. Everything is just pure bliss. Remember those days? So the average amount of time for this honeymoon phase is like 6 months, but it can last up to 2 years. But the thing is, this type of love is not meant to last forever. It's just a part of the process. And it would actually be dangerous to stay there too long because you would tune out all of the other important things around you. I mean, can you think about when you were back in that stage, you kind of like push everything else to the side and just you're just distracted, right, by this love. It's just distracting. And so the thing is, we can't stay there forever. It's not, that love is not real love. That love is an attraction and it's wonderful. But real love is an action. So when we are in this euphoric in love feeling, where we're so in love, we're not really in control of it, right? It's just kind of happening to us. And it's effortless. Am I right about that? It just is effortless and it feels so good. And here's something. That in love is kind of actually pretty selfish. And I don't mean to be like negative about it, but just think about this. You're focused on how wonderful the other person is making you feel, right? So in that kind of in love, we're just really recognizing that person makes me feel good. And so we like that and we want to stay there and we want more of that. And our significant other is thinking the same thing. But real love, mature love, is an action and it's a choice. It requires effort and it seeks the well-being of the other person. When we get through that initial honeymoon phase, like that lures us in, that's all the attraction, that's so wonderful, and we make great memories, and it's all great. But then we move on to being more mature in our love and coming out of ourselves and beginning to love and serve the other person. Because that is real love. That is true love. And so often we forget this. I think we all know this, but we forget it. And maybe we walk away from a relationship when those feelings go away, or we get lured into, there are people who are lured into getting attention from other people in their life, and they might go on and have an affair from that. Or you just get feeling stuck in a rut and you don't know what to do about it, right? So many of us have been in one of these situations in some way, shape, or form. And so even though we know that euphoric love is not forever, we want that, right? Like, we want to feel that good and we want to feel that love and all that passion, right? We can cultivate passion again in our marriages in a healthy way. And when we do work to cultivate this passion, it's truly good for us and our spouse in mind, body, and spirit. And it brings a lot of fun back into our marriages. But it's tough, right, girls? Because we've got kids and jobs and everything else. And where do we find the time for that? And you know me, if you've listened to me for any length of time, we have got to put the focus on our marriage as the primary. And I know that our kids come in and they seem like they're more important than our spouse. But the thing is, if our marriage falls apart, then the lives in the world of our children fall apart. It's really hard on them. And so we want to work to feed our marriage and bring that joy back and that passion if we want it, so that we can be a happy and whole family. So I wish that I could say there was a magic pill that we could all take and all of this love would all come flowing back, but there is not a magic pill. There are lots of different things that we could do to bring back some of that passion. You know, one great way is just thinking about going back and thinking about your past and maybe that dating phase and some of those fun things that you used to do, and talking about it with your husband, even just talking about it with him, or maybe suggesting that you get a sitter for the kids and go do one of those things again or something like that could be really great for you. And that's what we're going to talk about today. There's lots of different things you could do, but we're going to focus just on one way that you could increase intimacy in your marriage. So we'll focus on this today, but let it open your mind and it might make you think of something else, something different than that you could do. So go for it, whatever it is that comes to your mind. But today, let's just talk for a minute about spending time doing activities with your husband. Because for men, you know, we're different, men and women, like biologically and our hormones and all of that stuff is different. And so we need things to receive things differently. So for women, how we feel bonding and intimacy with our husband is through face-to-face contact with him, right? Eye contact and having a meaningful conversation, being able to share of ourselves and talk to him. But our husbands don't feel bonding that way. Our husbands feel bonding by doing activities side by side. So That's a very different thing. And if we want to cultivate intimacy and passion in our relationship, then what we need to do is start by reaching out to our husband and taking a step into his world and doing something with him that will make him feel loved and respected, because then he will in turn feel more drawn to us and be willing to be that intimate husband that we're dreaming of. I'm suggesting that we take the first step and do something with them to help cultivate their positive feelings, because once they get those positive feelings and they very much more easily turn and come back in our direction to be with us and more supportive of the ways that we need to receive our intimacy and our connection. And so the reason I'm suggesting doing activities with your husband and spending time shoulder to shoulder is because that's where our husbands feel more intimacy. And so think about when we get together with our friends, we usually do something face to face, right? Where we're having that eye contact and that conversation, and that makes us feel great. And if we don't have that in a conversation, if the woman's not really making eye contact or if something is off, then we don't walk away feeling connected. But for your husband, think about when he does something with the men in his life. It is maybe playing a game of basketball or something, or golf, or going to a game, or fishing, or hiking, or any kind of an activity, and they do it side by side. And that's not some weird male quirk. It's how God made them. And so that is what we want to do, is step over to their side and engage with them. The good news is that's pretty easy, right? It's an easy way to increase intimacy and friendship in our marriage. And that is really important. Going about it, like back to that friendship that we used to have and doing things together that we probably used to do before we had children, right? So maybe you could go to a ball game with him, or a concert, or for a hike, or fishing. Or maybe one of these times you actually sit next to him on the couch and watch his favorite TV show or sporting event. Even if you don't love it, what if it made him feel bonded to you? What if it gave him a chance to like explain to you what was going on, and that made him feel really good? And if he's feeling really good about that, then you're going to feel good, and that will turn the whole thing around and let this intimacy blossom, right? I mean, definitely in my own marriage, I have stepped out of my comfort zone, which is what I'm suggesting you might have to do. And I've gone fishing and camping and watched football on TV and things like that, just for the sake of my own marriage. Like, these are things that I wouldn't normally do on my own, but they helped create more intimacy and friendship and memories. And for my husband, like, you know, the way he talks about these things, it's like the best thing ever. And in my mind, I'm like, whew, you know, yes, they're great memories, but I still know I stepped out of my comfort zone to make those things happen. But the cool thing is it does help me appreciate those activities more than I would have ever before. I wouldn't have even really known about them. So the thing is, girls, I want to make sure you understand this eye contact thing for men can be really difficult. It can be downright intimidating. And so we don't want to force that. You know, I think that, of course, we do need to have eye-to-eye contact sometimes in conversations, but we really need to know that for a man, that eye-to-eye contact in a conversation is not necessarily what makes him feel bonded to you or intimate with you. And so going about it side by side really helps him feel more connected to you. And so the interesting thing is how we women need to talk. Well, our husbands don't necessarily need that or want that. Isn't that funny? Like, they don't, I could tell you, my husband and I, we go sometimes for like a couple's massage. You know, you're kind of in the same room and you each have your own masseuse working on you. We're not talking, we're just relaxing. And after that, he feels, you know, like, so I can tell he feels more connected, and it's just he's in a better like place with our relationship. And for me, I don't necessarily feel more connected to him after a massage. I feel more relaxed, that's for sure. But, you know, that's just the difference in our communication style. And men and women are different that way. And so my point here is we're not even talking during that. And so, but he feels more connected. So that's a beautiful thing. And so I'm suggesting to you, if you're going to sit on the couch and watch football or go for a hike or something else, don't try to force conversation. Don't try to force a deep conversation, especially. Maybe just like let it flow and see what happens, or let him take the lead and see what you do or don't talk about. You might be surprised at how little you talk and how awesome your husband says the experience is, which is hilarious, right? Because for us, oh my gosh, we need to talk. Like I'm doing right now, and I'm talking a lot right now. I can feel it. So I think you've got the gist that what I'm trying to give you one example today, one way of increasing the intimacy in your marriage so that you can have the love that you're dreaming about is by doing something shoulder to shoulder with your husband, an activity that will give him your attention and give you guys an opportunity to bond doing something. And then the cool thing is you can turn that around and maybe do something that helps you feel more bonded later, you know, like maybe then he'll be more in a better place to receive a nice conversation with you over coffee or a glass of wine or something like that, right? So I want you to know that I'm asking you or suggesting that you take a step in his direction first, and then he will come around on your side and you will both be feeling so fulfilled and so much more like friends and teammates, and your intimacy will increase and you will have the love that you're dreaming about. And so I know that this solution will take time, that it's not a magic pill, but really what's the hurry? We have a whole lifetime, right? We have a whole lifetime with this man to work on it. So consider it an investment in your marriage, something you take one step at a time. And just remembering that we used to be friends before we had kids. So if some of that is lost, try going to regain that and you'll see some of that intimacy coming back. Okay, girls. So before we go, I just want to remind you that I have that free marriage makeover guide on my website to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Just head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. And I would love to see you in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. It's the Happy Wives community. And you know I offer one-on-one marriage coaching because I know that all of this work is easier said than done. You can go out and try and do it on your own, but when you have the accountability of a coach like me to help you really make the changes that you really want to make, then you will be so much more successful. And so I'm here for you. Stop by my website or email me to learn more. And I thank you so much for listening today. I'll talk to you next week.